Oh, kia ora, kia ora. Welcome to Faith Matters. It's Friday and summer has hit Whangaroa finally. There's lots of us out there enjoying the summer weather, I'm sure. But in the studio, not a but at all, but an add-on to, in the studio today, we've got Jax and Umberto and Marriage Matters. Oh, there we are. We've got you on already. Hello. Say hello. We're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to talk about the things that we are going to head into today, so be encouraged. I'm sure it's going to be great.
I've been aiming for the top, just like a rocket taking up. You got me high, I'm flying in a dream. Got me feeling like a one, and after everything you've done, just let me take this little moment to say that you're so special.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. Still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me.
with fire, but you lose the flame. The ashes smolder, but the warmth soon gone. You end up cold and lonely on your own. I'll take my chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love, or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. It's written down somewhere, it's got to be. High above me, flying wild and free. Oh, but someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady.
That's a good old one, Bob Seger. He is so cool. His sounds are so cool. And we have some really cool people in the studio. We've got Jackson Umberto. Welcome,
hello,
welcome.
Hello. Kia ora.
Yeah, I can't even see if the sound levels are all going because nothing's really turned on here. So I'm pretty hopeful that it's all working out well. I'm sure my husband will text me if it's all not.
Hint,
so we had Jackson Umberto in at the end of last year. And it is now the beginning of 2025.
It sure is.
We had Pastor's Corner last week, welcoming in the new year. And now we've got you guys in here, I'm sure going to give us some real bits of gold. Mm. I've got Jackson Umberto on every fortnight. And, you know, my reasoning behind this is because this particular piece of the show is called Marriage Matters. And marriage is not always something we get to discuss or find out other people's stories around or, you know, even get those bits of wisdom that can help us in relationship because doing long-term relationships is not always easy, is it?
No.
And we've got 42 years of experience marriage here.
There's
a bit of gold. It's not always easy, but
it's worth it.
I think last year, do you want to kind of walk us through a little bit, Umberto, where you kind of got us to last year?
I think we ended off last year with, you know, why do we only want a kind heart at this time of the year? You know, and maybe the idea is to have the whole year of wanting to love and give to each other, you know, an ongoing joyful spirit. You know, it's not just sort of set up for Christmas time. But how do we do that, right? How do we decide to get intentional about doing that? How do we decide to walk that walk daily with our spouse, with our relationships in general even, you know? And and our lives are driven by choices. I think we spoke about it at the end of last year, right? We have a choice, and those choices become our walk in life, right?
And choosing the right ones, that the ones you choose today, you're not going to regret tomorrow.
Yeah. That takes some thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and that kind of leads us to this next point we've got in here about being intentional. So when you say that, Jax, you know, I guess that's about actually being intentional to decide to do something differently or in another way.
I think, like you say, you've got to be intentional. I know one of the things I've done in our marriage is, because as a kid growing up, I never really felt I had a voice. So you grow up then and you're in this relationship and marriage and you think, oh, well, you've got an opinion and you want to have that opinion spoken all the time. But sometimes your opinion isn't really needed. You just need to listen. Mm. And one of the things I started doing is I would, you know, when Umberto would talk, I would just keep quiet. You know, I'd just listen. And but it wasn't easy because I want my, you know, you're biting your tongue because you just want to say something and you just think, no, you're meant to be learning that, you know, you've got two ears and one mouth. Mm. And is it really necessary for me to put my input in right now? Maybe I can say it a bit later. But in this moment, it's time to not say anything. Mm. And that was one of the things I had to practice. It was hard. It was so hard.
I can imagine. I mean, yeah.
And did I do it right every time?
No way.
No ways. But being intentional means not stopping when you fail.
Oh, wow.
Just
cool.
Get up and try again next time. You know, because, and the more you keep practicing, because it's like being in the bush, right? Mm. You walk along a path and that path eventually stays. It's constant. But if you want a new path, you have to walk on that new path constantly so that that path will stay. And it's just new habits that you have to keep learning. But you've got to have the self-discipline to keep doing the new thing.
Absolutely. And I understand what you're talking about in the new pathways. You know, that's in our brain when we want to change something. This is not easy. And as a counsellor,
you keep going back to the old way, you know.
Well, that's our default.
Yeah.
And that's what we're used to doing. And it'll always be there. But as we create that new pathway, we become more and more used to using it.
Yeah.
And it's not as though the other pathway disappears, because it actually doesn't. But and it doesn't take much to reopen it either.
No.
No, it just
and
becomes,
it catches you when you least expect it.
It becomes less well-trodden,
it does. Yeah. And it's the habit-forming ways that we veer towards that we're used to doing what we've always done.
Yeah.
And without intentionality, we're not going to change what we've always done. Mm. So I love this word, and I love it in relationship to marriage. Oh, that sounds, because it means I have to be intentional, Jax.
Yeah. But you know what the beauty of it is? How God is so incredible. The more he sees your intentionality, I know for me, it softened Umberto's heart with me, because I wasn't always having to give my opinion. You know, he also had a voice.
But it didn't always feel like an argument. Every time, you always it's your perspective versus my perspective, and my perspective versus your perspective, and so the day goes, right? And so sometimes we have to choose to actually be on side with each other.
Yeah.
Even if my
team.
Perspective is slightly different to yours, even if your perspective is slightly different to mine,
doesn't
it's okay.
Matter.
You know, just decide on one, make a choice, right? And I think it takes us back to choices, right? You have choices. We have choices every day of how we're going to deal with this day and how we're going to deal with the things that come at us, right? But we also have choices in how do you want your marriage to look like? How do you want your family to look like? What are you going to do this year, right? Again, that choice becomes your path. And so you choose and you walk along it. But it doesn't mean you have to choose the same path as you had last year, which maybe didn't work so well, which maybe we had arguments happening all the time, and we had discussions and issues, and we had a whole lot of stuff that we had to keep on clearing the decks. We spoke about
clearing
the decks.
But even if it was pretty good, it can still be better. Mm. You can still improve on those choices you make, because we grow, right?
Well, and making those choices and getting better means getting intentional, which is what you went to last time, right? Mm. And what does getting intentional look like? What does that mean? What do you mean get intentional, right?
Mm.
And I think getting intentional, it means that we make a decision. You either make a plan. And Proverbs tells us, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with advisors they succeed. So seek counsel, seek help, seek a pathway that'll lead you to find a better way of doing things. You know, if you feel that you're out of your depth in terms of dealing with something, or finance is an issue, or I suppose any number of things that happen in our daily lives, find someone to help you deal with
finances. You've got CAP, right?
You've got CAP that can you help. Go to. You can any number of things.
Which
you
is
can.
Christians Against Poverty, right?
Mm. And they help you make budgets. They help you work within that budget. They help you deal with how your finances are working out or not working out.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, we've got options and we've got choices we can make out there.
Mm.
It's up to us whether we decide to then go that path.
Yeah, what I find interesting listening to you both is that Jax comes across and she gives a story about intentionality, and Umberto, he's structured, and I'm going to give you the list on how to do this. And I love it because we're going to head into a song, but as when we come back, we're going to talk about being a team. And you can see between Jax and Umberto, there's quite a difference in way, and they're not the same, they work differently. And this is a great example for us to kind of glean from, is how do you work in these two different ways that you guys are and work as a team. So we're going to find that out real soon.
I'm not going to lie. Most of the pandemic I thought I would die. 6 feet deep with my ego and pride. What a time to be alive. Haven't even made it to 35. Now I feel like I might be in my prime. Sunny days come when you get through the night. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. World War III could happen anytime. They say aliens are flying in the sky. Most of us have learned that politicians lie. What a time to be alive. I don't really know what to make of the internet. Don't ask, don't tell, so I'm not asking why. They say these songs will be better done with AI. What a time to be alive. Saw the look on Lady Messi on the line. Tiger and Serena made me cry.
What a time to be alive.
They say we may be living in the end times. My grandma said the same thing and we would fight. Now I'm looking at my baby in the eyes. What a time to be alive.
You blow.
it's a broken heart. I know, la la.
Listening to Marie on Faith Matters, and we've got Jackson Umberto in the studio. They're doing Marriage Matters today because it does actually matter. Without it, I think we're not in for a good time, that's for sure. But okay, so before we headed out, we were talking about intentionality and what that looked like, and now we're kind of going to unpack what it's like to be part of a team in this marriage that we are in. So there we go, guys. Off you go.
Done.
Show me how to be a team.
I think going back to intentionality quickly. So I think there's a Proverbs 5:23 says, "For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own folly." Right. And lack of discipline, I think, is a big thing for me. Right. I love going to gym and I love fitness and all the rest of it. And without discipline, you get nowhere with that, right? You don't eat McDonald's and don't train and don't do anything, and in 5 years' time expect to have a body like He-Man, right? it doesn't happen, right? You've got to work at it, and that takes intentionality, that takes dedication, that takes commitment,
discipline.
It takes discipline, right? All those things come together, and all those things come together in marriage and in our relationships as well, right? We've got to be dedicated, we've got to be committed to each other. We've got to be disciplined in how we deal with each other and how we talk to each other. And we've got to be intentional about how we do that, right? And so you talk about intentionality in terms of relationship. And we say, okay, well, how do we do things like clear the decks? If we've got issues between us, how do we get over that fight, that argument and whatever? And, we talk about couples having like a daily catch-up. Maybe, 10 minutes. All it takes is 10 minutes a day. There's heaps of research on this, right? 10 minutes a day of intentional quality catch-up with each other in terms of how was us today, how were we, how did we do today, right? I mean, you may have been at work, you may have done this, whatever. At the end of the day, the kids have gone to bed, you've got 10 minutes set aside after dinner, and that you say, hey, how were we today? I said, when we spoke to each other like that, it didn't really feel that good. I really felt that you didn't hear me or whatever it may be, right? And you're just clearing the air. Or even at the end of the week, on a Friday or Saturday night, you bring out some wine and chips and cheese and dip, whatever, and you sit there and say, hey, how was our week this week? How did we do this week? How did we do this week? And it's like, on Tuesday, it was great. I mean, I loved it when we did that. But on Wednesday, when we spoke to each other like that, I really felt deflated. I really felt, it just clears the air, right? So next week, when you go into the week, we've cleared the air. We're not carrying that baggage with us, right? And we've now got a clear week to deal with, to start with.
I think, yeah. But and, on that clearing the decks, when we say a negative thing, we must be really careful not to take offense, because we're trying to be vulnerable together. And our spouse is not telling us that negative thing because they're getting at us. It's we want to be honest and open with each other. So when that does come at us, instead of getting defensive, think about, okay, so how could we then do it different? So it would be better for each other, and take the offense out. Because often we take the offense, and then even in the clearing the decks, that rises up and you're not clearing anything.
Mm. Do you think that's because often we can go, well, I felt like this, and then I, you know, and it gets too much caught up in our feelings, and we're not looking at a, so to speak, a solution, like how can we do, I love that, how can we do this better? Mm. I mean, we could just write that sentence down.
Yeah.
How can I do that better? How can I speak better? Or how, what language could I have used that would have been less offensive in that moment? And then having, you know, because we're talking about being a team, so when, and listening, and so when you, somebody, you know, your partner says that to you, it's more than just lip service. You know, we're not just saying some
they're
words,
they're opening their heart to you,
and they're giving some direction on how this could actually get better. And sometimes I think we're afraid to get better. You know, we get stuck in the pattern of what we've created.
And it's my way.
Or the highway.
That doesn't work for anybody, not even yourself.
No. I think you've really got to learn about each other, right? What triggers the other, right? And so often, you know, I think with guys especially, guys get over things quite quickly. You know, they'll have a flare-up. We'll have a flare-up about something and what have you. And then it's like, 5 minutes later, we're over it, right? We don't want to engage.
5 minutes later, you're calling me darling. How can you call me darling after you got so mad with me?
We don't want to engage in the discussing.
Me and Jax want to go off on some discussion right now because we are so on board with this.
And we're like,
babe, you're outnumbered.
And we've gone past it. We've moved on, right? You guys don't.
We're pulling you right back. And there's no way you're going to get past it.
And then he's telling me, flip the switch, Jax. And that really works not.
I love it. This is real life. This is marriage. This is what it's all about. This is when we're really, truly living in the moment. There we go.
I wish we were like that, actually. I wish we were more. Yeah. Let it go.
But that's where we need to strive to work with each other, right? And understanding each other. Learning to be empathetic, right? Why are we being like that? Why is our spouse being like that? Why are they saying what they're saying? What is it that's triggering that? Is it us? Or is it something that they've been through this day? Or is it something else, right? And trying to actually get that understanding of what the other's going through, the empathy, right? Because so often we stand on a relationship from just our viewpoint, what we feel, what we see, our emotion, right? And we don't stop to think, hold on, what's causing that? What's bringing that issue up, right?
So then what do? Do we ask them?
You don't
know. How then do... Okay, so what I feel would be really cool to show that the empathy is there. Mm. Babe, I know I've just upset you or I've triggered something. How can I help, or how could I ask you that question or do whatever I'm doing in a way that wouldn't do that?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I think in the moment we can get really heated and we don't want to comply.
No. I want to stay mad.
We want to dig our heels in and like carry this a bit further.
But I think
with the male, sorry, Jax, I think with the male, he is ready to move on.
Yes.
Men have a very structured, structured way of being. Yeah. And I think over the years, for me, especially working in the area of counselling, you know, it's become clearer to me on the differences that we have. And I actually am quite jealous of the fact that you guys can just do that and move on. It would be lovely, Umberto, to have that in us. Yeah, but if you did, you'd lose the most I think, precious thing of being human is that we are emotional and yes. we are passionate. Mm. And you know, that's who we are as females. And, yeah. and males totally. Like to, like, come on, let's sort this, moving on. And we're like, no, pulling you right back because we did not get that sorted.
Yeah, but you
so
see
I'm still stuck there. I'm still, like, you haven't told me yet.
And we've got to help you then work through that, right? That's where we've got to step in.
But you see, that's what God did, right?
Yeah.
Mm. He's teaching you patience, but he's also trying to help us in other ways, right?
Yeah.
So that we work together. Mm. We're kind of as the same.
Yeah. I'm still looking for the answer here, Umberto. How are we going to do this? How does it feel for you as a male to be brought back to a situation that you've moved on from?
Obviously, sometimes very frustrating because we do want to move on. It's like, well, we understand to a degree what's the cause and what's happened, but we don't want to really kind of like dwell there. We don't want to sit there, right? So we want to move on. But I do also understand now that Jackie needs to process it. We process things in different ways, right? And I think we can still choose how we respond, right? We don't have to get hyper defensive. We don't have to do anything other than oftentimes be a listening ear. Let Jackie have her say. Let her explain. Let her understand that I'm there for her. I don't have to necessarily have the correct
answer
or solve her problem or whatever it may be. I just have to hear her.
Yeah.
Well, you just got 10 points right there, Umberto.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, we as girls need to not keep going on and on and on.
Yes, totally.
We also
agree.
Have to learn, okay, I've had my bit, I've had my say, now shut up.
Oh, I know what that's like. You know, it's like when you kind of got that winning ground, you know you're taking ground, you're kind of you're getting ahead here and you think, right, now like I can really make the point. Well, that point had nothing to do with the point we were just discussing.
Exactly.
Because as females, we do tend to bring things in. It's like, oh, okay, now you understand that. Let's dump a few more things in there.
We feel we're not explaining ourselves properly and you're not really getting what I'm trying to say. So you try in different angles to explain the same thing. And you
think, we're good.
And that drives us crazy, right?
Yeah, because you can't keep up with that.
You're
structured.
You keep on trying to repeat the same thing in a different
way.
And
they've got it.
To make sure you've got it.
Yeah.
That just drives us crazy.
Nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
So teamwork. You know, I had this, I was showing this, I'll give you a picture of what I understand teamwork to be in a marriage. And often in a marriage, you know, we think teamwork is facing each other and holding each other like that. But often teamwork is about turning the other way where our backs are to each other because we have each other's back and we can see what's coming and I've got you and you've got me and teamwork is about, you know, completely being able to look around and know what's coming ahead and have each other in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of look at teamwork like that. And if you think about that, it's even in a defense mode. It's really hard to take down two people who are back to back.
Yep.
Exactly.
Totally. They've got eyes everywhere and legs and arms and like in a mouth. Two of them.
Yep. Yeah. So now you've had it.
It's pretty hard work. We're going to head into a song. We're going to be right back. And we're heading into Clear the Air.
When you open your eyes, can you see the things I see? It's a beautiful life of bold and untold dreams. Would you believe me if I told you there is a promise here? We'll find you living your life with freedom to be free. Life, and it's bursting up the seams.
A beautiful life indeed. Welcome back, Jackson Umberto.
Hello.
Kia ora. Okay, so here we are, and we're in Marriage Matters, and we have come to the place of clearing the air. We've talked about intentionality, about being a team, and what that might look like, trying to change some
habits,
the way that we respond, and trying to find new language and allowing space for new language to exist. And now we're into clearing the air. So that, I think this can be a hard one, because we can have the great discussions and we can think that we've sorted some things out, but that doesn't leave that feeling of the there, you know, like, I'm not sure. Oh, I'm kind of annoyed with you right now. I don't know how to get over that.
Yeah.
It's a hard one because, you know, flowers or dinner out, if I speak for myself, that's not what I would be looking for. It wouldn't probably do that
no,
too much.
No, because it doesn't take it away, does it?
Yeah. No. Well, I think clearing the air often gets lost in the fact that we want a resolution, right? We want to resolve something. If it's something that needs to be cleared, there's any number of things that need to be cleared in terms of clearing the decks, right? And it can resolve from something as much as what's happened during the week and the fact that how you spoke to me or whatever, versus something maybe as a very specific topic and we're just not getting there and we're at odds about it, right? Mm. So there are different ways of dealing with those varieties. Yeah, if it's a specific topic and it's something you've done or said, then we need to decide. Yeah, we can still decide how we're going to respond to that. And oftentimes we get hyper defensive, especially if we've been the trigger, we've done something, right? But trying to understand that trigger and then trying to, apologize about it, that's where we need to really take control of ourselves, right? Understanding that we've caused it. Own your error, right? Be responsible. Be accountable, right, for what you've done. Mm. And then even requesting then to resolve it. Once we've both had time to kind of like settle down or calm down, let's set aside a date. We're normally all fairly, to different levels processes, right? So this is the topic. It's an issue for us. Tomorrow night, let's talk about it. Let's set aside some time and let's talk about it, right? And that gives both of you time to think about the topic, to think about where you want to stand with it, and we approach it in a deliberate manner, right, and talk about the topic, not about each other. Instead of in the heat of the moment. Oftentimes we try and discuss or deal with something in the heat of the moment once things have kind of like ironed up, and there's nowhere to go from that other than the spiral
further
down,
up.
Right? Yeah, other than escalate.
Escalate.
That's not the way to deal with something, right? We've just found that in those heats of the moment, you've got to pull back. You've got to take a breath. Say, look, honey, I'm sorry that things are going like this. Let's just take a step back. Yeah, we're not. This is not being resolved today. Let's talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I quite liked what you just said there. This is not being resolved today.
Mm.
So that actually gives you a good time frame of like, it's not. You know, we don't have to keep this up.
Yeah.
We can drop this, and we can pick it up. And it might be tomorrow. It might be at another designated time. But when
but you make the time. Yeah. You actually say to each other, okay, we'll come back then, because then the person that's has felt offended doesn't think you're just brushing it off.
Mm.
If you say, okay, we'll come back to this tomorrow night or whatever.
Mm. Very important, isn't it? Because we're hurting, you know, and hurting people hurt people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to put a comma in, don't we?
Mm.
It's not actually a full stop. Just put a comma in. We'll come back.
That's good.
The heat is off. And I think that can be the hard part when you've got two passionate people who are in for the kill.
Mm.
And there needs to be a winner out of this, so to speak. Even though neither of them will admit that, it's almost like somebody has got to have the last say here.
Well, that's I think. That brings us to your saying that.
Mm. If one wins, the other one loses, then you've both lost in a marriage.
Yeah, in marriage. If marriage, if your loss comes at my win comes at your loss, then we've both lost.
Yeah.
We've both lost. It should be a little slogan.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to write that down. Oh, no, you have to talk because I want to write that down. My win, win comes at your loss.
Then we've both lost. Right. Mm. I think, like Jackie said, when we were talking off air earlier, the power, it's not a power struggle. right?
It's a power union.
It's a power union.
You're in this together.
Yeah.
You know, and we're trying to help each other be a better us.
Yeah. Oh, I like that too. You know why? Because this is the things that we don't hear in marriage. Often we have pictures or we've seen movies or we've seen things and it's always about difficulties and marriage isn't a pleasant thing and it's hard work and all of that. And I mean, it is hard work. It is, but so is being alone and having nobody or having too many people. Mm-hmm. And it's a very lonely world out there. So, you know, doing relationship without actually being in relationship is a very unsatisfying road to take in the long term. Yeah.
Short-term
results for it, but no long-term results there.
Well, I mean, like we've said before, we've been, in March, we have been married 42 years.
Yeah.
And that's the whole beauty of marriage. People say, you know, well, don't you get bored? No, because I'm actually married to my best friend.
Yeah, that's what I...
The fact that even when I'm ugly, and I'm not a very nice person, Umberto still loves me. Mm. He's still there for me. Mm. But that didn't happen straight away.
No.
That's through the trenches of life, through journeying life together. I get to wake up with my best friend every day. And even I know if I need something, he's there for me.
Mm.
Even if we had a horrible day yesterday... It's okay. It's not the end of it. He's there no matter what, and I'm there for him no matter what. Mm. And that is such a comforting feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Often I say to my husband, you know, you're... yeah, instead of saying I love you, I go, you're my family. And for me, that is massive.
Yeah.
He'd rather say I love you, you know, but... Coming from my perspective, to call somebody my family is really the ultimate, I don't even know what the word is, when you say something really...
ultimate...
compliment. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Compliment. It is. It's, I hold that person in very high regard.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how we look at our partners. I agree that they can see the good, the bad, the ugly, and we remain because we have journeyed together and done life together. And if somebody else saw that ugly, they might run for the hills and go, "Oh no, out of here!"
Totally.
Well, it's like, I mean, one of the things we often say to our couples is, we take them back to their marriage and say, "Pull out a wedding photo, have a look at that wedding photo." You know, in that wedding photo, you are invincible as a couple. You were going
on
to take
that
on that day, you were take on the world and have the best life ever, right? Mm. Obviously, right? Mm. That's how we felt when you get married, right? And it's like, so what's shifted? What's happened from then to where you are now? What's gone wrong? What's gone haywire? What's gone awry, right?
Mm.
And so you got to start breaking it down and start deciding that couple there, that's the team we were. We were
your hearts
vowing
were turned towards
and committing
each other.
To being a team. And our hearts then were totally turned towards each other, right? And then, as Jackie said, in the trenches of life, we just start...
It got muddy.
Gets muddy, right? We start working through all this stuff and all these issues and
the honeymoon period's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
And we got to bring it back. And we got to bring it back, yeah. Because those two people are still there. Those two people that got married on at that altar, they're still there. Mm. The same two people are still there. They're muddied by the issues of life. But the two people that looked at each other and vowed... to each other are still there, and that's what we're going to bring it back
and
to.
And you
right?
can bring it back, we did, and it's not that we're anyone special in that respect, but it took intentionality and it took hard work, and that is good. And that's not just in when you do, you're in an office, and that hard work never hurt anybody, but you gain so much when you do put in the hard yards.
And that's going to lead me perfectly into this next song, Counting My Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3 up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your good.
the seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Counting our blessings is a good thing, and welcome back, Jackson Umbedo. We are heading towards the end of our show. I need to put my glasses on because I can't see anymore. There we go. Hey! We were talking about, we've talked about a lot of things, intentionality, being a team, no I in team, don't forget that, clearing the air, how to do that, and we're quite different in how we might do that. And I loved what you said, Umbedo, about, or it might have been Jax, if my win comes at your loss, we have both lost, you know. And that's we're talking about power struggles, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to make mention of something that Umbedo is wearing. He's wearing a bracelet, and it caught my eye when he sat down for our interview today. And it's a well-worn bracelet, but on it it's got JWWD.
WWJD.
Yeah. I come from the 70s, so I know that means what would Jesus do? Because it was a big thing back in our time.
It was.
Or 60s and 70s, I think. They were coming out of the Vietnam War and the hippies and all of that. It's like, what would Jesus do? And Jesus Christ Superstar. You probably don't even know this. The movie came out at that time. And
yeah.
Me and my sister, we actually, and her friend, we wagged school. And we actually went to see that. And we cried through the whole thing. We weren't Christians. We cried through the whole thing because we were devastated. People were treating Jesus like that. We were so in love with him because he was so handsome on the movie set. And it was like, look great. And all these weird songs. It was just fantastic, you know.
Yeah,
but that was,
yeah.
You know, what would Jesus do was around in that time. But you wear this, and it's a well-worn bracelet. So I'm going to ask you, you know, how is this bracelet interfaced with you in relationship to the things that we've talked about? How has that impacted you?
Well, it's actually just an incredible bracelet. I mean, I'm Italian, so I wear jewelry, and I wear chains, and I wear rings.
He does.
and I have others which actually need to get fixed and be put back on. But anyway, so initially I started off just as a piece of jewelry that Jackie gave me as a commemoration of when I became a Christian, which is 17 years ago. But the WWJD has impacted me in many ways, and basically it's just a trigger for me when something's happening, something's going on. It can be even in a meeting in a corporate environment, but even with us in our daily walk, and we might be having some strife or something, and I just happen as obviously in inverted commas, I happen to look down, and I see the bracelet, and it just triggers me. It just triggers me to consider, yeah, what would Jesus do? And it just like brings you back down and says, okay, come out of your humanness, come out of this, you know, the angst and the ire and the anger that you've got or that you're feeling, the emotion that's building up, and just bring it back down. It's just a trigger to remind me, bring it back down. Be calm, be settled. You know, think
of the other.
Yeah, and that's what it works like. It's just exactly that.
I really appreciate that because we were talking before, Jax, about changing patterns, and sometimes we need a reminder to be right there, and it's just great that you gave him this bracelet, and it's actually been a help for him because he wears it, and in the moment, having God in a situation, bringing him in to that, angry ground that can be there can change things, can't it?
Totally, totally.
And it is. It's such a beautiful feeling because you think you're not alone in this. You've got someone who can help you, but we have to let him.
Yeah.
And when that feeling comes inside, and it's like it's almost like he's tapping you on the shoulder when you look down at your bracelet.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, remember, I'm here. You don't have to respond that way. Or you don't have to feel like that, because sometimes we just don't feel good enough.
Yeah,
so even good. In a moment. And I'm sure when you see that, it reminds you, you've got a helper who loves you so much and who wants the best for you. Mm. So it's not come down from that anger because you're wrong. Right. It's just what's good for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so good, Jax. That's so wonderful. And, you know, it just brings a beautiful sense of something else that's not in the mix when we're coming from our humanness.
Yeah.
And when we bring God in, when you're reminded of our faith and bringing Holy Spirit into that situation,
and he's real,
everything changes, eh? And it is real, because even in the moment so as we talk about different. It, we know there's a different feeling attached to this than the anger of the moment. It's like black and white, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like a palpable kind of intake of breath. It's like, look at it, and it's like, yep, okay. And it's
and
just
you feel
like
relief,
a relief. Just Yahweh. Ease back.
Yahweh
just
is all about the breath. And life is all about
just take
the breath.
Take a breath. You know? Yeah. So often in the moment, you know, we're just like going up the cycle, right? It's like, and you're just getting like ired up. And it's like, just take a breath.
Oh, amen to that. That is probably one of the wisest wisdoms we can give out there, is just pause. We don't have to answer straight away. Yes, we can be on red hot poker and on fire, but we still get to choose.
We do.
In the moment.
We do. And that moment is hard sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes we just blurt things out we don't want to, but it's okay.
And we can apologize, like you said. I mean, this whole idea of, you know, saying sorry.
And saying sorry.
These wonderful tidbits of married life that help us to do something differently, that in casual relationships are just, they just slide under the carpet.
It's not the
same. They're not worthy. They don't need to be unpacked. We can just move on.
I think one quick important thing about that sorry, even if you're not the one that has done wrong, there's nothing wrong with the other one saying sorry either. And it's not saying sorry because you've done wrong. It's saying sorry that what's going on between
us. What's causing
between us. Because just the one that's amped up, if they hear that, I'm so sorry that this is that we're talking to each other like this. Mm. It just brings it down because you sort of,
you've been sorry means so much. It really does.
You don't have to say sorry just because you're wrong. You can say it because you're sorry.
Yeah, there is something come between us right now. This is so uncomfortable.
The atmosphere.
I think, and that brings us back, I think, to the whole idea that we choose every day who we want to be, how we want to deal with things, right? How are we going to treat people? How are we going to treat each other? How are we going to face the day? And we need to choose our attitude, our manners, our words, our thoughts. All those are things we can choose. Those are things we have action and accountability for. We can do something about it, right? And how we work with each other, how we deal with each other is our responsibility.
The Bible says words are life or death.
Mm. I agree. Well, of course I'm going to agree. And, I, you know, the more I hear that word responsibility, Yeah, it's a word that we don't hear a lot of. We often as a society are looking to where we can lay the blame. Who can I find fault with in this? Yeah.
It's not my fault. It
started with
you.
And taking that ownership, being accountable for our own reactions, the things we've said, even if the other person has said some damaging things too, I can guarantee we have as well.
Totally.
So, you know, our own responsibility and the things that we've done to cause the upset. So I'm going to kind of wrap up our show now. I've really enjoyed having Jackson Umberto here. Look, these guys have real wisdom. Umberto would like to speed through and give you everything all at once. I have to slow him down because we've got a whole year to go.
Take a breath.
A fortnight we're going to unpack some things. And if you have any questions yourself around marriage or relationship and everything in between, you can email Faith Matters, or lowercase, Faith Matters Faith Matters 98.1 FM @gmail.com. Don't be afraid to email in if you've got questions around marriage, relationship, doing family, children. Oh, these guys have been through it all. Grandchildren
whatever it
now.
Is.
Whatever it is. And they've travelled from overseas to even relocate in New Zealand. So they even have that experience within them to what it's like to leave your homeland and everything behind and start a new life, which I'm sure there's plenty of stories around. So
you could be here every day.
Yeah, that's fine. We've got plenty of time to do this. Thank you so much for coming in sharing time with us and sharing marriage too. Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you.
Pleasure.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by. Thank you.
hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Anything goes, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like the life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my savior's love.
Oh, You still love me as I am. Yeah, I don't know how you do it, and I know I've put you through it. It's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I am.
Yeah, it's been great having Jackson Umberto in the studio. I've missed Denise today. She's off doing something for a couple of days, so I guess I'll hear back from her next week. See you later, Jackson Umberto. Enjoy the sunshine. Bye. Hey. Yeah, some real words of wisdom there. And we're going to really enjoy unpacking many things around marriage, relationship and everything in between. Every fortnight here on Faith Matters and every other fortnight we have Pastor's Corner. So, and I think we've got coming up too, we're going to have some story time with Annette. She's going to read us some incredible short stories that are going to have real impact, I believe. So I'm really looking forward to that one starting up soon. Not sure the name of that one. We'll have to think of that. Annette, if you're out there and listening, get yourself ready for that one. And look, as we come to the end of the week, I hope everyone is staying safe out there and smile to each other, say hello in communities, always a great thing. Can be a bit stressful with all the traffic at times, but we live in a beautiful place. You will get to the sea or you will get to the bush here and you will be able to relax and enjoy Whangaroa. So, don't stress out. Relax and enjoy your holidays. And if you're on a faith journey like many of us here and you want to join in with us on Sunday morning, you can join us at Surfside Church, it's actually the Raglan area gym that we meet in, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. This Sunday is going to be pretty interesting. We've got baptisms happening this Sunday. If you don't know what a baptism is, you might want to come along and find out what that's all about. We head down to the water and we're going to be doing 5 baptisms down there. Very, very exciting times, incredible thing to watch and be a part of. Can't help but encourage you to come along and see what that's all about. I think Pastor Roger will bring us a short message and worship team will be on fire as they normally are. Pretty awesome. Great coffee, Raglan Roast, great hospitality and great people, all part of your community here in Whangaroa, and those that are visiting with us too, you are very, very welcome to come and join us on Sunday. So look after yourself out there, be kind and gentle as we head into this weekend, and many blessings to you. I'm going to head out with Before You Leave.
Run before you walk. Sing before you talk. Look until you see. Fly before you leave. Thought I was holding up the world, but I wasn't even standing. Looked down and I was empty handed. Until I felt the waves crashing.